The first round of the Czech presidential election was considerably more exciting than many had predicted. A poor showing by longtime poll leader Jan Fischer saw him knocked out. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg caused an upset by taking almost a quarter of the vote to reach the runoff. Miloš Zeman came first, but with Mr. Schwarzenberg's momentum, it looks like being a gripping race for the castle. Jan Richter looks at the weekend's dramatic events and what we can expect next.
Karel Schwarzenberg's improvised rendition of the Czech national anthem in the middle of a news conference on Saturday afternoon reflected the euphoric atmosphere at his headquarters. Mr. Schwarzenberg earned a surprising second place in the election's first round and will face former Social Democrat Prime Minister Miloš Zeman in the runoff in 11 days' time. At the age of 75, Karel Schwarzenberg succeeded in persuading more than 23% of voters that regardless of his involvement in the unpopular current government, he represented a change that so many Czechs desire after a decade of Václav Klaus. Mr. Schwarzenberg did not rank highly in most opinion polls ahead of the vote, but had a very powerful campaign finish, mainly thanks to clever use of social media. He did best in most big cities and especially among the young. Jindřich Šídlo is a commentator for leading Czech daily Hospodářské noviny. I asked him how he thought the aging politician had managed to win the backing of the Facebook generation.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Because maybe he doesn't look like an ordinary politician, if you understand me. He's attractive because he's different, because he simply doesn't remind them usual type of Czech politician in grey suits and so on. And he's just funny, and he had a strong support from artists and intelligence. So maybe that they succeed to influence young people, but it's something very unusual and almost unbelievable.
Mr. Schwarzenberg's surge also corresponded to the poor performance of former poll-topping Jan Fischer in the closing phase of the campaign. Commentator Eric Best suggests that the former interim prime minister made some strategic errors.
Mr. Fischer really had time running against him. I think his best tactic was to stay out of the limelight, and in fact what he did in the past week, under pressure, of course, from the media and from television, was to go on two debate shows, main debate shows, and in both of those he showed his weaknesses.
The campaign ahead of the election's second round has already begun. In his remarks after the vote on Saturday, Mr. Schwarzenberg called his rival a man of the past, referring to Miloš Zeman's role in a controversial power-sharing deal with Václav Klaus in the late 1990s. Meanwhile, Mr. Zeman has made it clear his strategy over the next 2 weeks will be to showcase his opponent's responsibility as Deputy Prime Minister for some divisive steps taken by the centre-right government, such as tax hikes, a pension reform and church restitution. Political analyst Jiří Pehe believes that the candidate who succeeds most in shaping the central issues of the debate in the next 2 weeks will have the biggest chance of reaching Prague Castle.
It will be basically a struggle between the continuation of Klaus, which is represented by Zeman, and what one could very broadly describe as a camp of people nostalgic for the times of President Václav Havel. And that, in the end, may decide the elections. So I also think that for Schwarzenberg, it will be very difficult to somehow force the narrative, which will be making this axis, portraying him as the follower of Havel, visible.
Much will also depend on the voters who in the first round supported some of the unsuccessful candidates, mainly Jan Fischer and Jiří Dienstbier, and on whether the tight race will bring more people to the ballots than the 61% who turned out last weekend.
Thanks a lot for that report, Jan Richter.